Hi, this is Michael Sansolo for PLMA Live, and today I'm joined by Scott Morris, who's the Senior Vice President for Food and Consumable Products at a little company called Walmart. Scott, thanks for being with us today. Gotta ask you, so much is always going on at Walmart. You have just redesigned the Great Value brand. What is Walmart looking to say to the consumer with this redesign?
Well, what we love about Great Value is it's an iconic brand. It's been around since 1993. It literally spans 10,000 items over hundreds of categories. But the bottom line was we hadn't redesigned it in over 10 years. And the customers changed. So we wanted to design something that was reflective of the brand, the modernization, also with the appetite appeal and the aesthetics that a customer is looking for. But the navigation of it was very important as well. We wanted consistency in the brand on one hand, but we wanted the category claims and cues to be clear so that people today that shop for speed, their speed at the shelf, their speed in their digital engagement, that navigation and shoppability was foremost in how we designed this.
And you guys, of course, you have a lot of different kinds of products. You've put a lot of emphasis on the better for you, not just better for me as the consumer, but better for the environment. How is that going?
Well, it's balance. I mean, we always want to have the value orientation, but we have a keen eye on the customer's expectations as well. And the bottom line is the customer wants better transparency in what they're putting in their body, on their body, what they're bringing into their home. And at the same time, they have a keen awareness of how we are socially aware of what's going on with our sourcing agents upstream, but also the packaging and the products that we put in. Sustainability, regeneration, and responsibility are at the forefront of the customer's decisions.
As you say that, you talk about what's upstream. Now, obviously, this is for PLMA. They are the manufacturers selling you the products. What do you want out of those PLMA members? How do they best serve Walmart? How do they get on your shelves? Because that's what they want.
Sure. Well, one, think ahead. I mean, where are you going to be in 5 years? How are you thinking about the surety in your supply chain? How are you thinking about capacity? How are you leveraging? We talk about speed at shelf and speed of packaging and the customer decision. What speed efficiencies are you implementing? Are you utilizing new technologies? Are you integrating AI into your thought process? But most importantly, how well do you know the customer? Where are the trends going? What do you think you should be telling us? Be transparent. We don't want people just to do things because we said we want you to do it. We want people to have the autonomy to express their insights, express their aspirations of what they see as well. That helps us be better. So what am I looking for? A viable partner that's thinking outwardly but challenges us the day to day.
That's a great point. And you mentioned technology, and obviously you guys have gone full bore into technology. You are one of the strongest tech providers at this point in the country. And as a retailer, you're without peer. What do, again, suppliers need to do to understand the needs of you guys being an omni-channel operator? You've got more stores than anybody. You have a robust web presence. How do they have to work with you on that?
Yeah, I think the simple statement is the same as the first question. Know how the customer is engaging digitally. So do they understand the experience that the customer is having? Would they have products that are on our site? Even though we're private brands, how is it showing up? How is it encouraging people for purchase? How do you show up in your simple content and how it comes on screen? But more importantly, do you know how the customer is engaging in that digital purchase? At Walmart, we have Scintilla that helps you get raw data and understanding of the customer's interactions, but we can also have dialogue. What are we seeing in the customer's engagement in digital? What are you seeing in digital? It's going to continue to grow. Now, the tools, the technology, the AI, those are all benefactors of acceleration. So you can continue to accelerate your understanding and learnings in that environment.
And Scott, I've got to be honest, I heard you make a statement once that consumption is no longer transactional. How does that impact how you think about things at Walmart?
Yeah, the customer just doesn't simply buy something to buy something. It's generally with purpose now. It could be something that's a functionality. The same things that used to be, I'm going to have some tea, or now, what tea is going to make me feel energetic? Which tea is going to help me sleep? Which vitamin is going to help me have a certain need state? So how people think about consumption is predicated on often how they want to feel, or it's a very specific dietary need or an ingredient desire, and taking out the complex ingredients and creating simplification, natural ingredients, and helping people translate that in their purchases is important. And the bottom line is every household seems to be at a deep level of customization today. You have somebody that has a particular health need. You have people that have particular desires and tastes and palates. It's so diversified that the day of a transaction where you just put something on the table and eat it, are over. It's customizable. And go back to your first question on digital. What a great opportunity, again, to understand that digital customer. We're with them their entire purchase sequence. So we know what they're looking at, we know what they desire, and we can speak to them more loudly than they've ever been spoken to before.
You know, you make a compelling point. Value is just not price anymore. Value is need state. It's what's going to satisfy. Scott, I want to thank you because this has been a terrific discussion. Honestly, I wish we could go on for a couple hours.
Of course.
But you have so much to say. Obviously, a very important company.
Great to speak with you. It's been a privilege.
Scott, thank you again. Terrific discussion. And thanks to all of you for watching PLMA Live. This is Michael Sansolo.